Thank you, Brad, and good morning. A Eureka police officer on patrol pulled over a vehicle driven by 23-year-old Eureka resident Nicholas Upton on Sunday night at A and 14th Streets. The officer not only recognized Upton, but knew he was wanted on a felony domestic violence warrant. The officer searched both Upton and the 1999 black Mercedes sedan. The officer found several grams of marijuana, along with an undisclosed amount of cash. The officer also found a loaded .40 caliber handgun under the driver's seat, a weapon Upton was prohibited from possessing due to being a convicted felon. Upton was arrested for the warrant and possessing the weapon and booked into county jail. The Eureka Police Department conducted a minor decoy sting operation over the weekend, targeting local businesses that would sell alcohol to minors. Officers went to 20 businesses across Eureka and had the minors attempt to purchase alcohol, and at only one, the Gas and Go on 4th Street, was the decoy able to do so. The clerk was cited for selling to a minor and will face a fine and community service, while the State Alcohol Control Board could take further action against the business owner. The Board of Supervisors will meet this morning and will discuss a memorandum of understanding with representatives of the county in-home support service workers. If approved at the state level, the MOU will increase wages by 50 cents per hour in 2013, another quarter in 2014, and another quarter in 2015, ending with a wage of $9 per hour. The MOU also establishes an agency shop for the workers who wish to join the California Home Care Workers Union. Staff recommendations are for the board to approve the MOU. And one other agenda item the board will consider at today's meeting is to authorize the board chair to execute agreements with three local fire departments with regard to revenue sharing. The fire departments in Garberville, Arcata, and Fortuna share in 1.8% of the county's general fund, a measure that was first approved in 1993 and then amended in 2012. The total cost of the revenue sharing for all three departments is just over $22,000 and is part of just over $153,000 allocated for the fire districts throughout the county for the upcoming fiscal year. And a reminder, the Sheriff's Office is still asking for the public's help in locating an at-risk teenage girl. 14-year-old Kieran Maciel has not been seen by her family in more than a week and was last seen headed to downtown Eureka a week ago. She's a white female, 5'3", 140 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement agencies continue the search for 45-year-old Shane Miller, who was wanted as a suspect in a triple homicide in Shingletown and Shasta County last week. Miller is suspected of killing his wife and two children and then fleeing to southern Humboldt County, where he grew up. Law enforcement assets from as far away as Kern County have joined SWAT teams from Humboldt, Shasta, and Sonoma counties, along with federal and state agents in the search effort. Now focused on the King Range National Forest area, ground search efforts are also expanding to include door-to-door residential searches limited to the apprehension of Miller. Residents are no longer being asked to shelter in place, and area schools remain open with a law enforcement presence nearby. Miller is an adult white male, 5'10", 200 pounds, with red hair. Anyone who sees Miller or has any information is asked to call 911. And on Monday, CHP officers responded to a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 north of Hamilton Road in the Crescent City area. 68-year-old Brookings resident George King was headed northbound when, for unknown reasons, he allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway. The vehicle then hit the dirt embankment wall and overturned at least five times. King was transported to Sutter Coast Hospital with moderate injuries. Impairment is not suspected to be a factor in the collision, and the cause remains under investigation. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.